Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. The show is brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. It's Fish, Cakes, EB, and JP. We opened the show talking about the Caps, and a little bit later in the show, we talked some Wiz. We're going to get into both teams now. If you want to chime in on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines, 800-636-1067. We talked to Brian McNally right around 7:45, who covers the Capitals. And, of course, you can go to The Sports Capital to read some of his work. Capitals, of course, get the win yesterday to even the series at one apiece. And they've really been playing great hockey since they lost those first two games to Columbus.
Yep.
They've won five of their last six games. If you look at the defensive numbers, they're much, much better. And a lot of that has to do with just putting Braden Holtby
penalty
in the net.
Penalty kill.
Penalty kill's been fantastic. 20,
was it 21 in a row or 22 in a row?
I saw 21, but Brian McNally said 22.
Either one.
What does that stretch back to?
Game two of the Columbus series, I believe.
Wow.
That sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're doing that to the league's best power play.
Right.
That the Penguins trot out there. So that is impressive.
So wonder what the confidence level of the fans is. I know that we put a poll on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, and I perused it, and I saw some people were like, confidence level to win the series, now 65%, 75%. And then there are others who just say none because it's the Penguins and it's just one game. Has your attitude changed on the Caps' chances against the Penguins? Because you've said all along, long series, but the Pens ultimately win.
I went into this series just assuming and thinking they were going to lose this series in a long one. Hmm. And there was going to be some sort of a heartbreaking moment. That's just the way I feel.
Which
about
could be
this game.
Game one. You described game one as a devastating loss.
I thought it was.
The reason why I didn't think it was devastating was because I thought they could bounce back, which they did.
Yeah, but the way I look at it is it was devastating because they should be up 2-0 right now. And you feel pretty good.
Lead in the third period.
They missed an opportunity in game one to win both games at home.
I hope I'm wrong, fellas. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they go into Pittsburgh and win at least one, if not two. And I hope they win the series in 6 or 7. I just have a bad feeling. But it does bode well if Pittsburgh is going to miss some critical players like they have in the first two games. That helps.
I feel pretty good about it. I mean, they're jumping out to early leads. They're scoring goals. Okay, they had the 4-minute, 42-second lapse disaster in game one. But other than that, I think they played pretty darn well.
I believe they scored the first goal in 7 of their 8 playoff games.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming out buzzing. You know, this could sustain it here, get some luck on their side like they got in game two. I'm feeling pretty confident about this series.
I mentioned this earlier. I know in the Post they had a couple articles about the Caps. They were breaking down the numbers, how the defense has improved.
Yeah.
Of course, they added a couple players down the stretch. Not the biggest name players,
but defensive guys
are contributing.
Kempney's contributed a lot.
Right.
Yarabek hasn't gotten a sweater for the last few games.
Well, they were 14-6 in the last 20 games of the regular season. They've now won 5 of their last 6. In the last 10 games of the regular season, that defense helped them only allow 2.5 goals per game. And you've seen what they've done after the first two games with Grubby. Since then, they've been really solid defensively, in particular with the penalty kill. So you can certainly chime in on that. How do you think the Caps are going to fare the rest of the way? Have you changed, you know, your expectations?
Even though they lost.
After winning just one game.
Yeah, even though they lost one at home, I still feel oddly confident.
And then with the Wizards, they were eliminated on Friday night. And the Wizards were a frustrating team to follow all year long. Now, John Wall missed half the season. I was wrong. I thought they were going to flip the switch, win this series against Toronto. I still think that they're pretty even. And I think we saw that in the series, that they played very close games. But Their weakness this year was the fourth quarter.
You think they're even overall Toronto was the better team?
Correct.
Top to bottom.
Correct. And a big part of that is just fourth quarter execution. Some of that is coaching. Some of that is the players. But what I said earlier is I would do something dramatic this offseason. They have brought this team back, and this team consistently makes the playoffs with Wall and Beal. They've made it to the second round a couple times, last year to a game 7. This year they bounce out in the first round losing in 6. I would do something dramatic, and what I would do is I would be all in to make a trade for Kawhi Leonard. And I did some of the math. It seems like John Wall and that Supermax deal, that's going to be incredibly difficult
to move. He
makes
too much money.
Basically untradeable.
Who is going to take a contract for a guy who has had knee issues pretty much his entire career and is going to be making $47 million in 4 years? $47 million.
It'll be difficult to move him. It's much like your $30 million home that you're trying to sell.
Right.
There's not that big of a market to sell it to.
No, I'm all in for a big splash trade. But it's going to be hard to move.
So the way you're going to move it, look, nobody's going to want Otto either. Otto's got a huge contract, and he's got injury issues himself. I guess he's got blood clots or something.
He had
right.
compartment syndrome, yeah, so, which is like a big deal.
Oh, yeah. But I did the numbers. So, look, Kawhi's my target because the rumors are the Spurs, they've just had it with him, and they want to move him. He's set to make $20 million next year and $21 million
So just tell them they can have whoever they want.
Bradley Beal's making considerably more than that. Bradley Beal's actually making 25 next year and 27, and I don't think he's the player that Kawhi Leonard is.
I'm sorry, what is Otto making next year?
Oh, I didn't even look at Otto because he's a max deal.
I nearly spit out my whatever I was drinking when I saw what Otto made, I believe, this year. I think it's $24 million.
Yeah. Take off. Nobody's going to want Otto.
You're right.
But Beal.
They pretty much have two untradeables in their top three.
Yeah. Right. I think they're pretty much all untradeable.
I mean, Bradley seems like
yeah, but it's a lot of money. Which
gets you it's a lot of money, but you know he's going to give you 25,
he's the most
almost 25 a game.
Piece of the three.
Which gets you think. To Ernie, and we talk about this every year. Ernie, it's unbelievable that he still has
you
a
see,
job.
We wouldn't have to worry about trading for Kawhi had he drafted Kawhi back in the draft.
And who did he draft?
He took Jan Vesely in front of both Kawhi Leonard and Klay Thompson.
Right, oh. Pretty good move.
In the same draft.
Anyway, here's my proposal. Kawhi Leonard, again, $20 million. You're going to have to offer Bradley Beal, who's 25 next year, 27 the year after, and 28 the year after that. And I was just looking at who's available in the Spurs. The Spurs actually have flexibility. They don't have all these Supermax players and contracts. I mean, Aldridge is making a lot of money. But it would be Kawhi, and then you could toss in one of these players, either Patty Mills, Rudy Gay, or Danny Green, and then we give them Beal and Oubre.
I would be fine with it.
And a lot of people are high on Oubre
in
his future.
I like Oubre.
So
Beal, but I would trade him for Kawhi.
Because Oubre is only set to make three next year, and I think he has maybe a player option for five the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be attractive to the Spurs.
Beal and Oubre for Kawhi and Danny Green?
Or Patty Mills or Rudy Gay. It doesn't matter. Just the second player's
salary match up. Salary guy.
Well, I think I'd rather have Patty Mills, but you're just trying to match the salaries.
Yeah. But point is, I would make a dramatic move.
I would make the move. I'm just not sure that, you know, a team like the Spurs would.
The team clearly has chemistry problems. And, you know, our guy Tom Lavero, of course, you can listen to on the weekends with Andy Poland. He wrote an article in the Washington Times. And the big quote from the article, EB mentioned Ted Leonsis saying he thinks that they have the pieces to win a championship.
Yeah.
And the big quote in the article from Tom Lavero is, how can a man who was hailed as a visionary be so clueless?
Well, in his letter to the DC family, which I read earlier, I won't read the whole thing. You know, he talks about how disappointed he is and how the Raptors deserved it and everything. But that our singular goal, this is from Ted, in everything we do is to win a championship. You deserve it. Our city deserves it. It remains our first and only priority. And I think our team showed this year we have the pieces to make it happen. And then later, the thing that blows me away, first of all, I think people would argue with that. I think Tom is arguing with that.
John Wall even argued it. John Wall said they need
his own
more pieces.
Players right. think we need more pieces. And then, two paragraphs down, he says, we didn't reach our goal this year, which was to do better than last year.
Right.
Which goal is it?
Well, you do better than last year by advancing to the NBA Finals and hopefully winning it.
No, he said our singular goal. He didn't just say he said our singular goal is to win a championship.
I think you're kind of nitpicking there because
that's
can have
so
a
annoying.
Sub-goal along the way. You know what I mean? It's a goal within the goal.
It's just annoying.
Like
it's
I said before, he doesn't really know what he's saying.
I think
he's all over the place.
He's just trying to say anything to make you happy.
The bigger thing is, it appears to me, and we said this last year, that this team is stuck because they gave Otto a max deal.
They're seriously
flawed. And they gave Beal a max deal. And you have Wall and that super max. That's your core.
This is what they're
going to
do.
You can't really get anybody else.
They're not going to trade Wall or Beal. All right, and no one's going to
take Otto. I don't think Ted would trade John anyway. I think he has an affinity for him. I don't think he would trade
Beal.
Him.
I don't think he's going to do that. He's going to go out and, I guess, well, not going to be him. It's going to be Ernie. They're going to go out and try and get some supportive pieces, more athletic bigs, like John said.
You think they'll be able to move Gortat? I think they'll be able
Even if they can't.
Well, he has an expiring contract, so
He'll be gone by the trade deadline.
For somebody.
At the latest. They're going to try and go out and get a couple athletic guys, younger guys, depending on who they draft. Maybe they get someone in the draft that can fill that role. And they need a couple of bench pieces that can shoot threes. That's what they need.
All right, let's go to Mike in Fairfax.
Because Toronto had that.
It was supposed to be Jody Meeks.
Good morning, John.
Maybe Ty Lawson is a guy that you hold over going into next season.
Oh, I'd like to have him.
He's a relatively cheap piece that can shoot threes.
Backup point.
Yeah.
Mike, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Yeah, good morning. Great win yesterday. Certainly threw a little water on all of our flaming emotions going into the afternoon. One of the things that I think, you know, we're looking at glass half full, glass half empty. The Caps have been fantastic starting in every game. They've had the lead in all eight, which is not easy to do. I don't think you could say any other team in the playoffs has started better than they have, which is a good sign. Obviously, they need to clean up their finishes, but Holpe is going to be the key. If you can continue to get good leads and get good goaltending, they're going to win more games than they lose. As far as confidence level, I mean, any honest Caps fan is not going to be confident until the buzzer sounds and this thing is over. I mean, we've seen every single scenario versus Pittsburgh. So I don't think the Caps should get confident. They should just take it one game at a time. We've done well on the road lately. So go up there and block out the noise and at least split, but maybe come home and try and close this thing out game five. I'd love it.
Hey, it'd be great to talk Caps hockey after May 15th.
Yes, it would be.
It would be pretty amazing.
Which never happens for
us. I'm praying for that.
Yeah. Let's go to Dennis.
Bickle Glenn thinks Burnie. It's going to happen.
I mean,
you feel pretty confident.
I'm oddly confident, yeah. Dennis, what's up?
Well, you know, the Caps, they have depressed me the past 2 years, and I wanted to jump off the bridge. But I actually do feel, like a couple of you, that this is going to be a year they turn it around. They are faster, much faster. In the first period, when both teams are not tired, they were definitely faster up the ice than the Penguins. Definitely faster.
Just remember, the Pens are playing without one of their fastest players and one of their best players in Malkin and Hagelin.
Well, that's the truth. That's true. I played hockey, and Malkin's going to make a big difference. But I've noticed the speed of everybody else, and the Caps are – they make mistakes because they're younger, but I think they cover their mistakes with their speed.
Yeah. Verana is fun to watch.
And Stevenson. He's got wheels too.
Incredible. Yeah, I love Verana.
Yeah, you're right. And again, there's where that speed. He made a mistake yesterday, but his speed allowed him to get back into the play. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the difference this year from the last 2 years is Pittsburgh used to outrace them on a one-on-one up the ice. Pittsburgh was always winning. This year, they're catching up. You know, they're trying to come in from behind. And I just got a feeling, I kind of hate to say this, but I just have a feeling this is the year.
I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of with you.
Have a tingle. Right,
thank you, Dennis.
And
it's fair to say, other than the 4 minutes and 42 seconds of hell,
they've outplayed them big time.
Big time.
Yes.
I agree.
But last year, you could make that argument, too, because they were winning, like, the shots. They were winning a lot of the categories, except for the final
score. No, but you literally can isolate it down to those 4 minutes and 42 seconds of hell. And outside of that, so how many minutes? What are they? 60?
120.
So 115 minutes and 13 seconds or 18 seconds, whatever it is, they've pretty much dominated.
Yeah. They've won 85 to 90% of the game, of the series.
Right? I feel oddly confident.
But only 50% of the games.
That's right. That's so you got to go up there. You got to steal one.
And the main reason?
You got to go over there and steal one.
Yeah. The main reason?
But
Holpe.
Holpe's played great.
And Ovi. Ovi's right there, too.
Well, I mean, you got to score, but the main reason, Holpe.
Holpe and penalty kills. All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to Mike in Gettysburg. Mike, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how's it going, Junks?
Hey.
I just want to say, I think defensively, they're playing better than I've ever seen them in past years. I do think they're going to win the series in six games. I am still concerned, though, because Pittsburgh is such a strong team. They just keep trying to score the whole game. They're giving 100%. And I feel like like, Washington sports teams in general, they give up stupid penalties, like, late in the game, like Kuznetsov just, you know, flashes someone and give the other team opportunities to get back in it. And even at 3-1, I'm, like, cringing when they have, you know, that power play and, you know, we're just, it looks like we're on the cusp of just giving the game back to them. And so it's like the whole game, the first half, they're tearing it up. And like most Washington sports teams, they put in all their goals in the beginning, and then it's like they're playing not to lose. And for me, when you're playing not to lose, you lose. So I don't know what you guys think about that.
I think a lot of it's based on history. As a fan, we're all kind of cringing because we've seen so many heartbreaks. Hey, because you've described this, right? What's it like to be a Caps fan?
Soul-crushing.
Right.
Devastating at times.
So you don't trust,
terrifying.
You don't trust leads.
Never. How could you? Look at all the blown leads we've had, not only in games, but in series where the Caps have had 3-1 leads and collapsed. And it's usually at the hands of the Penguins.
Now, what hopefully you buy into is that this year is different. Coach Trotz has talked about their resiliency. They were down 2-0, and they bounced back and won the next four.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the Pens. Look, it's also the Do theory, right?
Do theory is definitely
the
factor.
They've lost 2 years in a row in the second round of the Pens.
If take away the fact that they're actually playing the Penguins, if it was any other series, you would feel confident. But it's because it's the Penguins, the way they've played.
Yes.
But it's because the Penguins, everyone's scared to say, I think we can do this.
Yes. If they were playing the Flyers or Columbus.
And the way
or...
it played out, you would just say, you know what? They had a bad 5-minute stretch. They're going to be fine. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah,
they had a bad 5-minute stretch.
I agree. The problem is they're not playing someone else. They are playing Pittsburgh.
Okay, they're playing the Penguins, but okay. So what?
Game 3, of course, tomorrow night in Pittsburgh, and we'll find out if Hagelin is back or Malkin is back. I'm going to guess Malkin will play. Coming up next, we'll shift gears. We'll open up the entertainment page, touch on the Hollywood, the music scene, get the latest celebrity scoop from EB right here on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Time now for the entertainment page with Mr. Bickle.
All right, boys. Avengers Infinity War took care of business at the box office. $250 million just domestically. Worldwide, $630 million.
How many cake batters?
Sets a record.
I would give it 4.25 cake batters.
4.25? I just texted my son.
It's not a 5, but it's pretty good.
I just texted my son, who also saw it this weekend, and I said, did you like it? How many stars would you give it? He said, yeah, it was good. 5 stars.
Ooh, wow.
How many tilted towers did Stevie give it?
That's a Fortnite reference.
Yeah. He gave it five. He gave it 5, whatever you want to call it.
Or Dusty Depot.
He liked it a lot. Cakes, you only give it 4.25?
4.25.
What was lacking?
I will be honest, I definitely started. It's a long movie. I dozed off.
It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Micro-nap like once or twice.
Drab saw it. Drab?
Yeah, Drabby, how many did you give it?
I did.
He didn't love it.
I didn't love it. It's just like the rest of them.
Yeah.
But I woke up at 9 a.m. for a 9 a.m. movie. So I missed a couple minutes.
Yeah, it kind of hurts.
Why would you see a 9 a.m. movie?
I guess eyes for Sunday morning movies. By the way, I went to a gallery place.
Yep.
And it was called 4DX Theater.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I'd never been before. The seats shake all over the place. They spray water in your face.
Oh my God. It's a whole experience.
Yeah,
it's an immersive
very
experience.
Immersive.
There's misters on the
misters,
seats.
Wind turbines in the corners blowing wind on you.
Let me ask you this. What did you have to spend for that? $20?
$25.
Oh, was it worth it? Did you like that?
I
That'd be annoying.
For 25 bucks, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm not spending 25 bucks for a movie.
I don't want to get spritzed.
Spider-Man better come down from the ceiling for 25 bucks.
By the way, is Spider-Man part of that universe?
Yes.
Okay, he so I have now, seen yes. more than just the Iron Mans because I saw the latest Spider-Man with the young Spider-Man.
Correct. Tom Holland.
That one counts. So I've seen four.
Yes. You're on your way. You're on your way to 19, JP.
Cakes, you just saw it. Could I see only the three Iron Man movies and one Spider-Man?
You'll be lost.
You'll be somewhat lost. But
I don't know anything about Thor.
You'd be fine.
I don't think my kid has seen all those other movies.
Who's Scarlett Johansson? What's her
character?
She's
Black Widow.
Does she get any shine, Black Widow?
Yeah, she's kind of an ancillary player.
What about Jeremy Renner? Isn't he like a Falcon?
He wasn't even in this go-round. I mean, he's been completely
ancient. I thought he was in the cast.
I mean, I didn't see him unless that was
unless I blinked.
So who are your key players?
The Guardians of the Galaxy. You got to go see those because they're huge players in this film.
We're never going to see it.
The raccoon.
Have anything like A Few Good Men or anything coming out?
Any courtroom drama? Yeah.
I'm telling you, the movie with Joaquin Phoenix is going to be good.
What's it called?
It's called Nobody's Going to See This Movie.
It's called I Wish I Knew When It's Coming Out.
Was Joaquin Phoenix the one that was doing the bit as a rapper?
Yes.
No, seriously, I believe the movie's called You Were Never Really There.
I love him, but he peaked.
Or never
he peaked
here.
As Commodus in Gladiator. Sorry.
Have you seen the trailers for this movie?
No.
Well, then how can you say that?
Because I'm just casting aspersions. That's what I'm doing.
I just don't know when it's coming out.
You Were Never Really Here, which is 86% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
So is it already out?
Not in D.C.
This movie was never really
here. It's
probably
limited theaters. Theaters like Gallery Place.
I mean,
I got the top
33 movies right in front of me. I don't see it in there.
Well, it's because it's not out anywhere.
Eric, you might get
sized. Might be straight to video because it says pre-order on iTunes for $15.
I might be sized for what, Valdez?
Yellowstone. It's on the Paramount Network.
All right.
It's like a miniseries.
What's that about?
It's about like some like old western-y dude who lives out in like some rural Oklahoma, and then they're trying to build it like a city.
You're kidding, right? You think he would like that?
I'm telling you, it looks intriguing.
It doesn't sound anything like anything.
It's not like an old school western. It's modernized, but I'm telling you, watch the trailer. You'll get sized.
The Paramount Network? What is that? It used to be
Spike. And then Spike changed the title.
Gotcha.
You don't like movies.
I just like a few of them.
I don't like period pieces. He said it's more modern, though.
By the way, your Joaquin Phoenix movie, it's limited theaters and has been out for a couple weeks.
Limited in D.C.?
I didn't check the D.C. It just says limited.
All right, well, I need D.C. showtimes.
Doesn't do you any good if it's in Chicago.
Here's what you need. You need it in like the major Cineplex. You're not going to seek out the tiny.
I'm not going into
theater.
Arlington
you're
or
not
down
do
to
that.
DC. You're right.
You're not going to Bethesda.
Correct.
You're not going to go to the artsy spot.
It's in Sterling.
It is?
That would work.
Yeah. At the Royal Villa Terrace.
That sounds like art.
Well, Sterling is a little bit art.
Infinity War did $250 million. A Quiet Place did $10 million. A Distant second. I Feel Pretty. Did another $8 million so far in 2 weeks. That's made $29 million. Cakes, it's not that far off their $32 billion budget, so they'll do okay.
Who's I Feel Pretty?
Yeah.
Is that a Cakes documentary?
Yes. That's with Amy Schumer. She did go to Towson, right. Same school.
Who, by the way, I believe I saw was in the hospital for like a kidney infection for like 4 or 5 days. Right?
Did not know that.
Rampage was fourth, did $7 million so far in 3 weeks. That's made $77 million. And rounding out the top five, Black Panther.
Everything still, I am, you owe me with my liver and my kidneys.
Anytime you still say liver money. Or kidneys, I will play that clip.
All right, just big news warned. Over the weekend.
That was Mel Gibson's former wife.
Yes, Oksana.
People that they forgot.
Yes. Conflicting reports, but they were saying that Mortensen was reporting that Jason Witten planning to retire after 15 years to join ESPN's new Monday Night Football broadcast team as lead analyst.
Yeah, what's up with that?
But then I read this morning that he got another offer from another network.
He's pondering.
That now he's got to ponder. The Cowboys, meanwhile, you'd think they'd be thrilled. They still want him to play. So who knows?
Still produces. Did they draft a tight end just in case? Let me see. See who they drafted.
Well, they drafted the linebacker from Boise State, right?
Van Der Esch.
Then they drafted, I remember, a receiver in the third or fourth round.
They got Gallup, who's really good. Let's see if they got a tight end. Yep, they drafted Schultz from Stanford. So they got a little backup plan going.
I don't often catch him on TV, but I saw a few minutes, and Colin Cowherd made this point. Who's your lead analyst on Fox calling the NFL?
First of all, I would never watch Colin Cowherd ever in my life.
Point is, who's your lead analyst
in 100 lifetimes
on Fox?
I don't know. How would I know that?
Troy Aikman. Yeah.
Okay. Who's your lead analyst on CBS?
Hold on. CBS is Romo.
Tony Romo. Right. And then if Witten gets the Monday Night Football deal, it's all Dallas Cowboys as your
true.
Lead commentators.
America's team.
Except for NBC, which has Collinsworth.
That's true.
Are we missing anybody? No, I guess we're not.
Those are the top. Are the top teams. Speaking of television and ratings, the ratings for the Caps Penguins game two did a 1.06 overnight rating, but locally this is where it gets interesting. In Pittsburgh, they did an 18.6 rating. Right, so basically
better sports town.
One out of five.
They got winners.
Pittsburghians.
They got winners up there.
Right. In D.C., 4.9.
As Valdez likes to call them, yinzers.
Yinzers. The yinzers are supporting.
They like to dip their fries in mayonnaise.
Well, I mean, to be fair, a lot of people who live here aren't from here.
That's always the case. It's always the case.
So they can care less about the Caps.
NFL draft was over the weekend, and for the first time, they had it on three different networks, right? We're used to the NFL Network and ESPN. This year, they added Fox, which I believe was just the NFL Network.
It's a simulcast.
Simulcast. But overall, they did very, very well. Their combined rating was an 8.3.
Trounces NHL playoffs.
Last year, the combined rating of just ESPN and the NFL Network was a 6.7.
I believe it also slaughtered the NBA playoffs, too.
Yeah, by my math, they had eight times as many people watching the NFL draft versus the NHL playoffs. I don't know
Sounds
where the
about
NBA
right.
falls
Oh, that
in.
Makes sense.
Tristan Thompson finally returned to social media after the scandal where he was caught cheating on Chloe. No reference to Chloe, though. Just some sort of random message about their Game 7
He's
win.
He's one of the few people I actually don't follow.
Were they
Tristan
married,
Thompson.
By the way?
I don't think they're married. No. So
they're
just knocked up.
Right. Did they name the kid True?
Yes.
True.
I doubt it was they. I'm guessing it was she.
Oh yeah, of course. Whatever.
Well, didn't they name the last kid Chicago?
Nutted.
I think so. They got West
and North.
North. And
it's
I think
North
Chicago.
West. Really? Is it Chicago?
I think so. I mean, they're just a bunch of weirdos over there. Who
yes,
knows?
They are.
Did we talk about Kanye and that for his album cover? He's announced like four or five different albums recently. He is said on social media that he's going to put the doctor who performed his mom's fatal surgery on the cover in an act of forgiveness. He wants to forgive the guy. So he's going to put his face on the cover of his album.
I haven't followed
sort of a
that
weird
much.
Bit.
I certainly haven't delved into the articles, but he's starting. Is he saying he's going to run for president?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I think some people are trying to make the connection.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he's getting my vote. I don't think he's officially announced.
Well, I know he hasn't officially announced, but
I think this is good, believe it or not. So he and John Legend had a little bit of a beef where John Legend tweeted him and told him, hey, you know, be careful about your supporting Donald Trump. You're disappointing people, whatever. And then he kind of outed him and put the message out there and said, this is the kind of pressure I get from people for just speaking my mind. We should all be able to have our own opinions. They did get together for a birthday party, it looks like. Or a baby shower, and you see them together.
I
still
guarantee
buddies.
They're both miserable. Well, two men at a baby shower.
They look like
are
they're having fun.
Me?
You're at a baby shower with the Kardashians.
I hope there was a full bar right outside of the shot.
I hope so.
In a baby shower.
Your girl Katy Perry is. It looks like she's back with Orlando Bloom.
Weren't they hanging out with the Pope?
They were hanging
and
out
mean
with
Mike
the Pope.
Francesa. I mean, like the real Pope.
Yeah,
she's so hot.
Yeah, she's falling off.
I don't think so.
Drabby nailed
the
it.
Only reason you're saying that is because of the hair.
The hair tilts me.
Hey, we've got a guy.
I don't mind
who,
the hair.
I don't find the hair hot.
We've got a guy who saw your movie, Jason.
Oh, good.
The Joaquin Phoenix movie?
By the way, I saw something on Google, which I almost never see now. It used to be where Rotten Tomatoes just had the critical consensus, which is the critics and how they rate it. You might see 80%. And
right.
Oh, that's pretty good. And then they have the audience meter. And almost every time I see the audience meter
higher.
In this case,
it was lower.
It was lower than the critics.
All right, Chris, before you say anything about the movie, where did you see it?
Hey, Junkies, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Doing great. Where'd you see the movie, Chris?
Pluto.
I saw it 2 weekends ago. They had it at the Alamo in Ashburn. They were playing it.
What?
And the
I looked online.
Remember the Alamo?
Oh, my God. All right, yeah. Hold on. So it's not there anymore?
I don't know if it's still there. I saw it 2 weekends ago. It was one of those, like, limited things. I guess maybe they were, like, testing it for people. They had people asking you questions. I just walked
all
out.
Right, so, I've been looking forward to this movie since I saw the trailer about, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago. Talk to me.
I mean... It wasn't for me. I mean, it's kind of
right, that's it. I don't need to see it.
You're now guy. Out.
I don't need to see
you
it.
You get one whiff of a bad review and you're out.
Why? Why did it suck?
Because it's like, I mean, it's trying to be like a modern Taxi or Professional. So, like, it's trying to do it, but it was way too artsy for me. Like, I understood what they were trying to do. It just wasn't good. Like, Joaquin Phoenix, I guess, you know, he's trying to do some of those low-budget movies or something like that. But it was just bad. Like, every time they had any violence, they cut away from it. It was just like I understood what they were trying to do, but they were just trying too hard, in my opinion, to kind of be like an artsy movie.
And the acting was just what? Just okay?
I mean, Joaquin was good. I mean, he was doing what he was. You know, he was a PTSD soldier that was a hitman, but, you know, former soldier being a hitman. But it didn't do anything for me. And it was just, you know, I'm not going to spoil nothing, but I didn't like it.
I don't care anymore. I don't even care. I'm not going to see it.
I wish I was never really there when I saw it. So.
That's a good review.
You should have given that to the guys asking for a quote.
All right, you know what? I'll never have to mention that movie again.
It's not at the Alamo anymore. So there's 100 showings of The Avengers.
You gave me a terrible movie recommendation.
Based on the trailers, I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah,
but until you actually see it, you never know.
All right, that's it. It's enough. Oh, you want more? There's nothing really.
You don't want to hear the Yodel Kids new single?
Oh, we can do
or
that.
Or the most awkward.
We can do Hit or Hard
Sick. The most awkward game show interaction that you'll ever hear.
Nice. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Reminder, you can still get your tickets for Chalk Talk with Sean Doolittle, the Nats closer, coming up June 6th. With Grant and Danny, that starts at 7 p.m. on June 6th. You can meet the Nationals closer, get the inside scoop on the season. It's presented by the Purple Heart Foundation. Get more details at thefandc.com/events.
And that's at the DC Improv.
Yes.
Good room for that.
All right, so Valdez, why don't you play the yodeler kid who just blew up when he went that viral video of him yodeling at Walmart. All of a sudden, he was on Ellen. He got a billion views.
I might be the only guy in the room. I'm aware of the story. I've not clicked on a video. I've never heard the yodel guy.
Neither have I, but we played it on the show once. I've heard about 10 seconds.
But we can all
How interested I am in the story.
I'm guessing that was the week that was off.
I'm sure it was.
Yodeling sucks. We can all agree on that.
The background is a great week to take off.
He decided to just yodel in Walmart.
I guess this is like weekly thing. Yeah.
It's just kind of a way to get attention dollars. Attention dollars. And it worked. He hit a home run.
Right.
He's performed at Coachella, obviously on the Ellen Show, the Grand Ole Opry.
How old is the kid?
He's like 11, I think, or 12. Yeah.
Whatever.
He's a novelty.
So, he's a novelty act, but they gave him a record deal, and in fact, he's now released his first single, and I believe the song was written by one of the guys from Florida Georgia Line.
Chad Dukes will be lined up to buy that, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, some real songwriters or whatever are getting involved here. Here's his first single, Famous. I have no idea if this is good or not.
I mean, it sounds like Kids Bop to me.
Yeah, it's
like
a problem. It sounds like a little kid.
Grab way in. You look like you have a very strong opinion.
It's tilting that 11-year-old is singing about loving a girl.
I know.
He knows nothing about, has no feelings for girls. He likes Fortnite.
It's a nice hook, though.
Of course,
It's a nice hook, but it just sounds like a little kid singing in a grown-up song.
Right.
I can't believe we've given 6 minutes to
this. He's not even yodeling. Poo. Big old pop.
Terrible.
I'm not going to say terrible.
It's not
I'm
bad.
Just going to say just I like the song. It just sounds like a little kid singing an adult song.
Right.
Yeah. So
Blake Shelton should be singing that.
Exactly. It sounds like Blake Shelton singing it.
Will Yodel Kid have a song on the top 100 Billboard ever?
Yes.
Probably.
100%. Just because that's from the way our society. This is probably already the top 100.
Society sucks.
Yeah.
So yes,
I mean, if your girl Danielle Bregoli can have such a big career, there's room for Yodel Boy.
Oh, she pummels him.
How'd her appearance go at College Park?
I don't think she's showing
up there yet.
Oh, it's not yet.
It's not
Is your
man.
Son gonna go?
Well, I can only hope that he would never go see the Cash Me Outside girl.
He's 21. He's smart. He can go to bars now.
Drabby
hopefully is
working on the appearance.
He can do and go wherever he wants.
Cash Me Outside.
He has better taste than that.
Cash Me Outside.
He definitely went to the, what's that place called? Milk Boy, Milk Bottle Boy, whatever.
I don't know.
He went
Milk Dud.
He went there for emo night on his birthday, and he was
Catch
butt-sized.
Me Outside. How about
They're
that?
Playing Panic at the Disco, Blink.
Play that again. Who talks like this?
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
White
Cash
Trash.
Me Outside.
White Trash from Florida. That's who talks like
Is
that.
Is she singing there or rapping?
Auto-tune much? You stink, too.
That's a talent.
All right, and then Valdez wants to hear, he wants to play this audio. I guess the alleged couple is on some game show. They ask about the relationship.
Now Drab thinks it's fake.
Yeah.
But
I mean, who knows?
I don't think so.
You think it's a work? Game show, first of all?
Let's make a deal.
Brady's Nubs TV show.
Okay. They do an awful lot of bits on that show.
Yeah, you got to dress up.
Like the whole thing is a bit.
There's no chance this is real.
So this is the interaction, I guess, when they meet the couple that comes down to play for the game for
all
the prize.
Right.
Now, how long have you guys been together? That's awesome. Now, how long have you guys been together?
About 6 months.
That's it? It's new. Oh, it's newish.
We're friends. We're just friends, but he wants it.
Can we talk about this not in front of everyone, Jesse?
I'm single.
It's complicated.
I'm single, guys. I'm single.
What?
Friends.
Weird.
So we have this.
It sounds like a setup to me. I'm with you, Rob.
Right?
Team setup.
Why would a guy go on national TV and say he has a girlfriend when he knows he doesn't? And she's standing right next to him. They're doing bits for attention dollars. And it clearly worked for Valdez and everyone else on Twitter this weekend.
Yes, it clearly worked.
This entire segment has been about attention dollars.
What, the yodeling kid?
Everything.
Yeah, life revolves around attention dollars.
By the way, is the yodeling kid, does he go by Yodel Boy or by his real name? How does he build
his name? How do we
even know if he was famous?
Well, of course he should go by Yodel Boy. Nobody's going to know him by his stupid real name.
Yodel Boy.
That's why I go by Cakes. what are we doing here?
Mason Ramsey's a silly country name.
That's his name?
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's making a mistake.
He's got that going
for him.
He
should be Yodel Boy. Ooh. Hello, branding.
All right. I'm bitter we don't have anything to watch tonight.
No Caps game, no Wizards game, no
Nats.
NFL draft.
Nats in town,
Pirates.
Right?
Nats Pirates.
Where are they now? 5.5?
We need
12 and 16.
For six back?
Jason, we need a sweep of the Pirates to resuscitate the sweat bet.
We need them to go about 30-10 over the next 40.
But it starts with the sweep of the Pirates.
Hey, at least none of us have to do what the Cleveland radio host has to do.
Eat the horse
after
poop?
His prediction of the NFL draft.
Right.
He has to eat horse poop.
Because he said there's no way that the Browns draft Baker Mayfield at number one. If they do, I'll eat horse poop.
And at the station's draft party, that he went on mic and said that he's going to go through with it probably this week.
Has Hugh Jackson delivered on his promise to jump into the lake or whatever if they went over?
I don't think so.
If they what?
Remember if they went winless, which they
did. Oh, yeah, he said he was going to do that. I don't know if he did.
Yeah, but horse poop trounces jumping into the lake.
Pummels it.
That guy's going to get sick and die.
But he's a radio host. Radio hosts do the bottom of the barrel.
You know what?
NFL head coaches don't usually do bits.
Valdez probably wants to go work for him because he loves those bits.
It's great producing.
Yeah, awesome producing. I bet that gets 10 share.
That's almost up there with flushing your head in duty.
He might have stolen that idea from you. He might be listening to the podcast.
When did you say you were going to do that?
I can't remember.
The Saints let go Drew Brees.
Yeah, he left.
Thank God.
He signed elsewhere in free agency.
I would have probably duffed on that one.
I really wish the Browns had drafted two quarterbacks.
Yeah, it would have been great.
Which Valdez did, said Mathis on his side, because Grant would have a shaved head.
Well, statistically correct.
You know who else said to do that? Steve Smith said to do it.
Steve what?
Steve Smith said they should draft two quarterbacks.
He is a former Raven.
All right. Bunch of idiots up there.
Stupid.
He was born stupid in Baltimore.
He can't be long for his job with the NFL Network, right?
I don't know. He said something funny, though. He said one funny thing when he was talking about Baker Mayfield, and he said, I don't care if he was drafted in the first round. Plenty of guys who were drafted in the first round are parking my Bentley in Charlotte right now.
It's a good thing.
You know what? He gets to keep his job for that line.
Isn't Ray Caruso going to be released soon?
October 2018.
Let's get him on the show.
Crazy, dude.
Get him on the show.
Yeah.
Dude, we should get him on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Murder.
All right, got to get out of here. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP.
Going to PT.
We'll see you tomorrow.
PTB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.